And they was arguing. They called up. They couldn't find anybody. It was on Sunday morning, and everybody gone. And so I said, what am I talking about, cotton? Yeah. And Mr. said, hell, you don't know nothing about it. I said, well, tell me what you said. Told me. I said, yeah. I'll tell you what happened. I said, oh, man, called me up last Monday, Tuesday, and told me, said, you're buying so much cotton to the Delta, I'm going to give you all of West Tennessee, Northeast Arkansas Delta, and the boot heel. I'm going to put it inside. So when I get ready to ship, I won't have to go to, I know where to get it and where to go. And I said, now, tell that old redhead he's redhead, man. Redhead son of a gun. It's not because I love him, because I hate him, because he's going to make me some money.
I see. Go ahead, Doc.
I said, well, that's the way it happened on there. Oh. And I got all that because I was heavy buy. I wanted, got more cotton than the three men he had.
And you stayed at that until...
Yeah, and worked for Federal too, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I didn't. I told him the truth about it.
Sure. And
because the Federal had been good to me, and if a few days, I didn't know what time, they'd kick me out if I'm buying cotton, you see, because when I bought cotton, hell, I bought it.
When did you retire then?
Never have.
Oh, you never have?
Never have.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Well, that's what's...
Still, I got a cotton office down there now.
I see. What must keep you in good health.
Yeah, I think so.
Work's always agreed with you that.
Yeah,
way.
Yeah.
I think it'd be interesting if you'd be willing to repeat what you told me about the different steps in the way that you gathered cotton and
well, like I told you, I had that man meditation with apples on there, and he came over at the gin. And he'd never seen a gin. I carried him all through it from the wagon, plumb on to came out on the platform. Then I asked him then to go down to our mill, and I carried him down and introduced him to the farmer down there, Mr. And he said, well, come back tonight, and I'll carry you through while you can see it. Let you see everything. And he went down there and stayed about it. And I said, now, come on, because you got to get ready. And I'm going over on the Dog Road. He said, Dog Road? Yeah, I said, Dog Road. Well, I said, it's put in by the niggers over there in the 90s. And I said, it comes out of Lake Comfort up here. And he said, well, I like to go. I said, come on, we got our chair. And I had a field out there, and I had a bunch of niggers picking cotton. I said, get out and come out here, and I'll show you how to pick that cotton. Got out there, and I told that digger boy, give me that sack. And I put the sack on him and told him how to reach down and pick with both hands and put it in the sack, you see. And told him, I said, now when you get back up here, you can tell your boss you've seen all these things. That's fine. And I carried him all that, introduced to Mr. and showed him the steam engine and, you know, how the cotton came off, same thing, and everything. And he wanted to know what I had got his name. I said, niggers gave us the name. Niggers name everything, you know.
What did you say about the gin itself? There are three different steps in the gin.
Well, yeah, you take now. Today they got a suck, you see, a wagon, yeah. They suck it off in the wagon, they go it on up. Then they got goes into these cleaners now, you see. Cleans it, and goes, the seed comes on here, and the cotton lint goes that way, you see. Mm-hmm. Then you take it and you bale it and carry it on to the compress. Mm-hmm. Those days there wasn't no compress yet. We had to put in a boxcar and ship it.
What's the difference in the way that it used to work and the way it does now?
Well, now they didn't have these cleaners. Now they got these cleaners. Now it used to be they just had the saws and sawed it, you see.
Oh.
You had to pick it clean to have clean cotton. You had to pick it clean.
I see.
And now they clean it now. They run it through about two cleaners now to get it clean. After these machines come in, see now, they haven't had a cotton picker for about 20 years, I reckon. Then they haven't had them really during the last 5 years. They've